Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Right now, I need you to smash the follow button so that you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Well, today we are going to go back in time to the story of Bernie, our fire-breathing dragon on the spy team. How in the world did he get his fire-breathing power? Well, my friends, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Yeah, me too! Let's go!
We just met Bernie, the fire-breathing dragon, but you have to know the backstory of how Bernie came to be. A long time ago, many, many years ago, Bernie the dragon was a new recruit on Spy Kids. This was a very long time ago when he was much younger. And Bernie was a different kind of dragon. He was smaller than most of the other dragons on the team, and most of them all had special skills, but Bernie hadn't quite learned one yet. But he was going to training to hopefully learn a skill.
All right, recruits, are you ready?
Yes, we are,
all the dragons shouted. Bernie was trying to shout the loudest. And the recruiter said,
all right, everybody, line up and touch your toes and on your marks, get set, go.
This training was one of the strongest training courses of all of Spy Kids. You had to be super strong and super fast to complete it. And Bernie was all of those things. He was really fast and very strong, but the other dragons, they could fly and they could breathe fire or do all kinds of crazy things, but he hadn't learned any of those things yet. But he was able to complete the course in third place.
Wow, great job, everyone. Bernie, fantastic, good job.
Bernie was really excited about doing that well on that course.
All right, everyone, we need you all to report to the Space Center because in space there's a crazy battle going on and we need all of our dragons up there. The shuttle will be leaving in 5 minutes. Everyone report with your helmets on. Over and out.
All the dragons couldn't believe that they were getting ready for their first mission, and Bernie was so excited.
Oh boy, I can't wait to get up there and do something epic. And maybe I'll learn a super skill and I'll be just like all the other dragons because yeah, then they'll like me.
You see, Bernie had a hard time fitting in with the other dragons because he was a little different than them. He was really fast and strong, but he was a lot smaller and he couldn't do a lot of the cool things. So some of them were not very nice to Bernie, and that made Bernie feel bad. But he never gave up and he always looked on the positive side.
All right, I got my helmet, let's go.
All the dragons loaded up to the spaceship and blasted off to space.
You see, something crazy was going on in space. Spy Kids headquarters had a base up by the moon, and some meteors and asteroids had come through and bonked into the HQ and split it into a whole bunch of different pieces that was flying towards the sun.
It was the dragons that needed to get there to stop all those pieces from getting to the sun, because all the different rooms had Spy Kids inside of it and they were stuck in there, so they needed to be rescued. As the dragons blast off towards space to help them, they couldn't wait to get to work. Bernie was looking out the window the whole time and was eagerly awaiting his first job.
All right, recruits, you need to head out the door right now. Go complete your mission. Go!
Bernie was given his mission and he put on a jetpack that would blast him through space. All the dragons needed jetpacks because it turns out they couldn't fly in space because there's no air to blow their wings.
Huh.
And so all the dragons put on their jetpacks and so did Bernie.
and they blasted off to their different missions. Everyone had a different job, and Bernie's job was to chase down this one part of HQ that didn't have any people in it, but it was full of some really important parts for HQ, and it had to get back. They had to protect it. As he was blasting off through space to try and save this thing, it was getting very close to the sun. He was getting a little nervous, but he was choosing to be brave. All right, I can do this. I can do this. That piece of the ship of HQ that he had to go stop was ginormous. He was a little nervous that he wouldn't be big enough to stop it from flying into the sun. And he had to get in front of it and use his muscles to stop this thing from flying into the sun. As he got in front of it, he was getting closer and closer to the sun. He could feel its heat on his back scales. As he put his paws and claws up on this piece of the ship and pushed and used his jetpack with all of his might, he was able to push it and save it from the sun. But not before Bernie himself bounced off of the sun. Whoa! Whoa! As Bernie soared through space, he was very dizzy. Nobody had ever bounced off of the sun before. He was the very first one. Some of the other dragons flew over to Bernie and helped him get back to the ship because he was hurt. But he had done his job. He had saved that piece, that really important piece, from flying into the sun. Bernie, are you okay? His friends carried him back to the ship and laid him down and asked, Bernie, are you okay? Are you okay? He carefully opened his eyes and said,
Oh, guys, I'm not feeling very good, but I think I'm gonna be okay. Wait, what happened to my voice?
As he opened his mouth, a flame came pouring out of it.
Whoa, what is that?
Everyone was in shock. They couldn't believe it, but somehow Bernie had fire inside of him. He was now a fire-breathing dragon. All because he got a piece of the sun stuck in his belly. Bernie became the fire-breathing dragon that day. Because of his bravery, they gave him a special medal for saving the ship that day. And Bernie had many other jobs in the future that would need his fire-breathing skills. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Miles and Claire from North Vancouver, Esteban from Texas, Cruz from Santa Barbara, California, Hope and Grace from Los Angeles, California, Evie and Wilfred from England, and James from Massachusetts. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!